Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In the meantime, it's time for our OL Wednesday Facts of the Day. And yay! Lucky's up first today.
Did you know that Gene Wilder only had one condition for accepting the role of Willy Wonka?
What?
In his first appearance in the movie, he wanted to Wonka to limp toward the crowd with a cane in hand before falling into a perfect somersault and jumping back up. Like we all remember.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
reason is because he said from that time on, no one will know if I'm lying or telling the truth.
Wow. Ooh. Because supposedly he's got a cane and he's got a walking.
Right.
He's issues. Got a limp or something.
Yeah, but if he's able to do a somersault.
Exactly.
Wow.
That was his only condition for accepting the role.
Oh my gosh. I just thought maybe he was really good at somersaults.
wanted to show off his tricks.
Yeah, right?
Did you know in 1965, a Senate subcommittee predicted that by the year 2000, Americans would only be working 20 hours a week with 7 weeks vacation.
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I know. Where did we derail?
In those 35 years,
how do we get that back?
I don't know.
I want that.
You work more now and take
less vacations. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And finally, the 2004 Peppa Pig episode, Mr. Skinny Legs, had to be pulled from Australian television for teaching children not to fear spiders. Because in Australia, them spiders are bad
news. They have like a 13-pound spider that will kill you.
Yeah, it's as large as a human.
It's as big as a trash can. Those things are massive. And they had to say, this episode taught kids spiders are friendly.
No, they're not.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Oh, man. Damage control for Peppa Pig right there.
All the parents are now going to YouTube.
Find that episode.
All right. Thank you so much for waking up with Miles in the morning. It's time for more Oh Wow Wednesday Facts of the Day, and I've got some that'll blow your mind.
All right.
Are you ready for the dog fact?
Yes.
Okay. Always.
You may have known this, but if you didn't, get ready. This is, like, mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. Dogs normally start sniffing with their right nostril.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Then they keep it there if the smell could signal danger. But they'll shift to the left side nostril for something pleasant, like food. Or a mating partner.
Ooh.
So dogs sniff good smells with their left nostril, and they smell fear with their right nostril.
Interesting. So how their orientation can depend on if it's a threat or something to be loved.
I'm Imagine if you had that talent.
I'm trying to switch nostrils right now. It's impossible.
Well, you can only breathe in at one at a time.
I have to hold one in order to do
right.
so.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dogs are better than us.
Still ends up in the same place. I don't know why.
Right.
Here's another
really? It really does.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Did you know? Avocados were named after reproductive organs.
Really?
Indigenous people of Mexico and Central America use the, and I hope this isn't a bad word on the radio.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Nahuatl word, which is ahuacarado.
Uh-huh.
To mean both on a male.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Huevos.
Yeah, huevos. Thank you. Very good.
Yeah.
It also means avocado.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So the next time, now we can call them avocados.
Avocados.
Yeah. So code word, avocados. There you go. Now you know. The fruits were originally marketed as alligator pears in the United States until the current name stuck.
I like alligator pears.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Let's bring that back.
And then finally, do y'all know where the word fizzle first came from?
No.
Snoop Dogg.
I would think like a soda company or something.
It actually came about in the 1400s.
Oh, wow.
According to the English Oxford Living Dictionaries, the word fizzle back then was a fart.
I get it, because air is fizzling out of your butt.
It meant to break wind quietly.
Just a little fizzle.
Like, Rudolph fizzled.
When you're hanging out at grandma's house.
Dude, when you're at Scarborough Fair and you hear somebody talking about fizzling, now you know.
All right, it's time for Rebecca's OI1 Facts of the Day. What do you got, Rebecca?
Did you know that the stickers that come on your fruit, those are edible?
Wait, what?
Those are completely edible, yes. So apparently the glue is FDA approved.
Really?
They don't necessarily recommend you eating it because there's no nutritional value.
I was like, where does that fit in
my
macronutrients?
Right?
how much is sticker?
It's like half a calorie.
it's got a lot of starch in it.
Yeah, so the good news is that it's not going to kill you or anything. Okay. You can actually eat it.
What about the stickers that they put on books that you can't get rid of?
Yeah, like the 50% off sticker.
Yeah,
you wanted to buy it for a coffee table book, but you didn't want anybody to know that you only spent 50% for it.
Off on it.
Yeah.
You're stuck with that. That's for shame purposes.
Okay, got it.
I think they do that on purpose. I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely do, yeah. Should have bought it back when it was full price.
Did you know that a guy named Forrest Fenn, he was an art dealer and an author, hid a treasure chest in the Rocky Mountains worth over $1 million, and it has not been found yet.
Where's the map?
Great question. There is no map. You just got to go find it.
Aww.
That's the whole purpose of it. It's a treasure hunt.
So fun.
I get it, but usually a treasure hunt comes with a map.
Yeah, and the X-Mog
treasure map. Yeah,
do you think there's really $1 million out there?
I don't know. There's a guy who's done something like this around the world.
Yeah, there's some guy that's doing it here locally, too, that I just saw the other day.
Is it the Jelly Belly guy?
No, that's a scam.
Yeah, it's a total scam.
Proved that day one.
His YouTube channel is what proved that, too.
And finally, did you know that there are more Lego minifigures than there are people on Earth? As of the 1st of September 2020, there were 7.8 billion people on Earth. As of September 2020, there are over 8 billion Lego minifigures in existence.
Citizens, you're supposed to fill out your census survey a couple months ago.
The Legos
are taking over.
Brick by brick.
This is what happens.
They're just murdering one foot at a time.
We're going to step on every single one.
That's the worst pain ever.
Legos everywhere.
Fill out your census instead. Right. It's K-Love with Miles in the Morning. Miles in the Morning, 98.7 K-Love. Hello.
So you guys just ran a bit about hidden treasure in the Rockies.
Yeah. Have you found it?
Yeah.
Is there a map?
Yeah, it was found a few months ago.
Oh, what?
Really? No way.
Guess way.
Yeah.
Who found it? Anybody?
Check the date on your story.
It was some adventure seekers. It's been all over the news in Colorado because it's kind of a big... Because some people have died looking for it.
No, I was about to say...
That's a bit of a downer.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not the owner. I wish, you know, right?
Right,
but,
okay.
It has been found in 2020. It was, I want to say during the summer
June 8th,
it's actually in Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Yeah, he says that he had hit it in Wyoming.
Rocky Mountains
yeah,
in Wyoming.
So somebody found it there.
Wow. Huh. I bet it was somebody who was taking their kids to virtually learn.
on their schoolcation?
Yeah, on their schoolcation. Yeah, exactly.
Kids, dig for the treasure!
If you find it, we never have to go back to school again.
Right.
Right, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Just see some poor parents.
Thanks for the update for that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, no worries. Have a good day.
Hold on. Lecky just sent me the story.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who found it, is this the guy that found it, or
is the guy that hid it?
Okay,
Forrest Fenn.
We don't know who found it.
He looks like Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life, the angel.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
that's who he looks like, right?
You're right.
Yes, he looks like the angel Clarence.
How weird!
From It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was part of his angel duties.
I net gold.
There you go. Oh, wow, Wednesday. Facts of the day.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.